Welcome to The Savage Truth with Cicely Davis. I am your host, Cicely Davis.
Welcome back, American Savages, to what? Yes, it's The Savage Truth with your host, Cicely Davis. Ecstatic to be back with you for yet another episode. Thank you so very much for joining me. Now, if you are new, brand new, first timer to the show, welcome. Thank you for making the decision to join me, to join in on the conversation, to give me a try. I appreciate having you. Hope you enjoyed this conversation. You know what? Here's what I want you to do. Sit back, relax, enjoy the conversation. Come on back next time. Bring somebody else with you. Tell someone else about the show. Now, for those of you who are returning, you are the ride or dies. You are the ones who are consistently tuning into the conversation and contributing to the show. Thank you so very much. You are the reason I do this. It's an absolute privilege to do so. Thank you so very much for your support. Now I have an ask. It's always the same. Consistently, it is this: to please like, share, subscribe, and leave a positive review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube as we get into this week's haps, because we have a girl fight. Now, I've been a few of those on my own, as a matter of fact. I've been in a few girl fights. But we had a biggie here, okay? Kind of started, got over pretty quickly, but it was between Simone Biles and Riley Gaines. Now, it seems Simone has kind of made some comments, and now she's softening and pulling that back. So Simone Biles apologizes to Riley Gaines. Yes, Simone Biles just sat down for a full course meal of humble pie, and not the sugar-free kind either. Now, after throwing Twitter elbows at Riley Gaines, she now is backpedaling faster than a defensive back at the Super Bowl. Okay, 1 minute Gaines is a sick bully who should pick on someone her own male size, I might add. The next, Biles, is all about respect and open dialogue. Bless her heart. Nothing says sincerity like an apology served only after the internet drags you through the mud. So first off, bravo. Bravo to Simone Biles for discovering the fine art of the public apology. After calling Riley Gaines truly sick and advising her to bully someone her own size. Real classy, Simone. It started when Gaines criticized a high school softball team for featuring a trans player, prompting Biles to swoop in like an Olympic Avenger, wagging her finger and throwing insults. And only after she got blasted online, mind you, yes, her social media got flooded, did she finally whisper, "Oops, I'm sorry. Didn't mean to make it personal." Okay, now she claims she's all about competitive equity and inclusivity, and that going after a former athlete was totally unhelpful. Fair enough, except for she had zero problem branding Gaines as a sore loser and harassing bully at first. How convenient that this long post on X came right as the backlash hit. Apologies are great, Simone, but they lose potency when they're a PR move, not a moment of genuine reflection. So let's call a spade, okay? Let's tell the savage truth in this moment, okay? This was emotional, performative, and deeply ironic. You've got an Olympic champion who was championing a vulnerable teenager athlete's right to compete, which is admirable in principle, I guess, but when it turns into a personal tweet storm against a grown woman with a platform of her own, that hurts the very fairness you claim to protect. Gaines lost an NCAA race to a trans swimmer, as you all know, and has since become anti-trans in sports. Biles could have debated policy, not attacked the actual person. And let's not pretend this has some brave moral stand here from Biles either. No, this was a virtue signal gone wrong. Riley Gaines has been one of the few voices with the courage to say what millions of women athletes and Americans are thinking, and parents, mind you, but are afraid to say, that women's sports should be for biological women only. And for that, she's public enemy number one to the leftist mob online. Now, Biles could have stood for respectful dialogue, but she didn't. Instead, She hopped on the outrage bandwagon, tossing out lazy insults to rack up the likes. That's what she did. That's not courage, folks. Okay? That's just following the woke script. If this feud actually proves anything, it's that even the worst decorated athletes can't resist the allure of hashtag drama. Here's hoping Biles' apology marks a real shift. Less zingers, more substance. And let's pivot to actual solutions. Fair competing guidelines, clear age categories, evidence-based rules instead of celebrity slap fights on X. Because at the end of the day, if we want fairness, if we truly want fairness and respect in sports, it starts with thoughtful conversation, not cheap shots. And continuing on with women who are just opening their mouth and inserting foot, here we have another one. Hillary Clinton. Oh, look at Hillary. Hillary Clinton just redefined peaceful to include fires raging, cars torch, federal buildings under siege. And yes, calling that chaos peaceful demonstrations. How delightfully Orwellian of her, in true leftist fashion, she even pulled the classic move of disabling comments on her X post. Because nothing says I'm standing by my hot take quite like muting everyone's voice that disagrees. She's a typical leftist who crippled a comment after all. It's her version or nothing, right? Then came the piece de resistance, blaming Trump for wanting chaos. You can't make this stuff up. Apparently, only Trump has the audacity to intervene when cops are attacked, federal agents under assault, and mobs run rampant. Clinton's tweet suggests that sending the Guard and Marines was some evil plot. Meanwhile, LA was literally burning, okay? Incomplete chaos. But hey, why let facts get in the way of good narrative? It's almost impressive, almost, just narrowly impressive, ignoring more than 1,000 rioters, injured officers, and looted businesses, and still cynically labeling it peaceful. I mean, they play these same cards over and over and over again. It's not just tone deaf, it's tone deaf squared. This isn't activism. It's performative political posturing with the press conveniently looking the other way. And when reality punches back, just mute your critics. Bravo, Hillary. Bravo. And continuing, we can't lose here. The lefties are losing this week. Gavin Newsom, another player. Now I'm going to start with one comment and one ask. Okay. Gavin Newsom's presidential hopes just got torched, along with half of Los Angeles. Now, if Newsom can't keep rioters off the streets of LA, why on the earth would we trust him with the White House? Well, it looks like Gavin Newsom's White House dreams just went up in flames, quite literally, as anti-ICE rioters torched LA while he fiddled like Nero. For a guy who spent the past year prancing around red states, lecturing America about California values, he sure managed to showcase them. Chaos in the streets, law enforcement under siege again in California, and a governor nowhere to be found again in California. Seems like this state only has one script. Now let's face it. If your campaign slogan is, look what I did for California, and California looks like a third war zone, you're not exactly presidential material. Hate to tell you, Gavin. And what was Newsom's brilliant leadership strategy? Of course, as it always is, to blame Trump. Because nothing says bold, decisive leadership like pointing fingers while your own backyard is in flames. Now, while federal ICE officers were being attacked and police horses actually injured, Newsom was busy crafting statements about peaceful protests and fighting hate. Okay, does this all sound so very familiar? Hate? The only hate we saw was coming from the mob he refused to condemn. Maybe if he spent half as much time protecting California as he does promoting himself on MSNBC, LA wouldn't resemble a scene from Escape from LA. Now, let's not forget, this is the man who clearly saw himself as the next Democrat hope. He got the stick hair, you know, he's got the slick hair, right? The smug grin, right? The overly white teeth, you know, he's got the media fanboys ready to prop him up. But here's the problem. Here is the problem. America just watched his state unravel on live TV. If you can't even handle the streets of LA, how exactly are you going to handle China, Russia, Iran? Are you going to send out stern tweets while Beijing storms Taiwan? Please. Gavin's audition for president just ended with a hard nope from the American people. So let's all raise a glass, put a woot woot in the air, because Newsom's presidential ambitions just got charred alongside the streets of LA. And for us conservatives, this is proof that Democrat leadership is nothing but press releases and PR stunts. When real crises hit, they fold. The rest of America is watching, and we will not let Gavin Newsom of the world export this lunacy to the rest of the country. Now, 2024 was just a warm-up. 2026 and 2028, oh yeah, watch out for the conservatives. We are coming. Let's watch another episode of Savage Soldiers Coming Home. Please like, share, subscribe, and leave a positive review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. And remember, as always, to be bold, be strong, be faithful, be true. Till next time, I'm Cicely.
The Savage Truth with Cicely Davis is a production of Front Page Magazine and the David Horowitz Freedom Center. Reproduction of this podcast without express written consent is prohibited.